Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, the last half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, April 30th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You just heard the commercial for Mike Lindell, MyPillow. Well, they have a spring summer sale starting. You need to check it out, MyPillow.com. Put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, TRUCKERRANDY. So there's two R's next to each other. You'll get the biggest discount. I got to tell you, the MyPillow 2.0, this outer shell material that they have, keeps your pillow nice and cool. Absolutely love this pillow. Better than the previous MyPillows. If you have the older one, you need the newer one. Now, one thing I do is I use my old one as a bumper up against the headboard and use the new pillow 2.0 to sleep on. Head doesn't sweat anymore. I don't know if that's an issue for you, but my head always would sweat. I'd have to turn the pillow over in the middle of the night. It's absolutely an interruption of your sleep. With the new 2.0 pillow, it doesn't happen. And while you're on the website, MyPillow.com, I highly recommend you get a set of the Giza Dream Sheets. They keep you cool as well. Very soft. Very luxurious. The cotton is unbelievable. You got to get a set of the Giza Sheets, the new MyPillow 2.0, and a set of the towels. That's the other product we absolutely love. The towels are so absorbent. Now, one thing on the towels, when you get them shipped to you, wash them. Immediately wash with fabric softener and fluff them in the dryer. Nice air dry, medium heat. These things like double in thickness after the very first washing. Don't use them right out of the package. Wash them first. They are unbelievable. Again, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code. After you put everything in your cart, go to checkout. Put in Trucker Randy. One word, no space. You'll get the biggest discounts that they're offering. And if the sale amount is large enough, you'll even get free shipping. So again, check it out. MyPillow.com. Promo code Trucker Randy at checkout. You'll get the biggest discount. You'll love these products. Vicky and I swear by them. Now, one thing that's really interesting, and I wanted to be clear on this, we have a flyer for the Gaylord event Saturday morning, May the 11th. Jeff down in Oscoda got that particular flyer. And then the other flyer for the Reagan Day dinner. That's going to be held in Posen at the Posen Community Center. The doors are going to open at 5 o'clock. The dinner will be at 6. They're going to have silent auction items, a cash bar, personal checks, credit cards only. You can contact Darren Darga. He is the gentleman who's running for county clerk in Presque County. You can give him a call, 231-489-9254. It's on the very bottom of the flyer. You can call, get your tickets from him. $50 a person. This is a fundraising event for the party. They are going to be getting a new board of county commissioners, a new county clerk, new school board members, possibly even a new prosecutor. It's going to be interesting. And it all takes money, and we'd love you guys to come join us. We'll be providing the music for the event, and also I'll be doing somewhat of a radio-style interview with Mark Farner, the founding original member of the Grand Funk Railroad Band, and having a good conversation with him in front of the folks, taking questions from the audience. We're excited. It's going to be a great event. We need you guys to come to this. If you're in the surrounding areas and you know people, text me PI for Presque Isle, and I'll send you the flyer, and you guys can get your tickets, and we'll see you guys there. Now, one thing that's kind of interesting, and I talked about it on yesterday's show, the U.S. Senate race. Peter Meyer withdrew from the race. On the Republican side, it's down to four. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell was the first to turn in signatures back on March 25th. 27,542 signatures, followed by Justin Amash, Mr. Rogers, and Sandy Pensler. Those are the four candidates running for U.S. Senate on the Republican primary. Again, the Democrats have three. So as of our August 6th primary, this will be a pure primary. You have to understand what that means. Republicans will stay on their side of the ballot. Democrats will stay on their side of the ballot. And we will get true candidates from both parties. This is not going to be an anointment of a Republican and a Democrat candidate on August 6th. This is going to be a real fought out primary battle. Now, you have to understand, why is this so important? Well, according to all indicators, it appears, according to polling, the Republicans are looking at possibly taking back the state house. We're going to have some new state reps that will win the August 6th primary and will probably easily win in November. Some of the Democrat seats, well, they're being challenged very aggressively, and it looks like the Republicans are actually making headway in those Democrat seats as well. As a result, they take back the state house in Lansing. More importantly, is the possibility that the U.S. Senate candidate could defeat the Democrat and increase the number of U.S. senators in Washington, D.C. That would help them take back the majority in the U.S. Senate. And depending on the outcome of the presidential election, Donald Trump gets reelected president with a majority in the House and a majority in the U.S. Senate. Well, now, being that this would be his last 4 years to be able to serve as president of the United States, Donald Trump's going to ram some stuff through. He's watched what Governor Gretchen Whitmer's done here in the state of Michigan with a Democrat-controlled House and Senate. With only a two-seat majority, what they've been able to accomplish, well, it's time the Democrats have taught the Republicans what you do when you have the power. And hopefully they have seen it. They've witnessed it. They know how they feel, how they've been treated. Well, it's what you do when you have the power. And it's coming. I think this is going to be a big turnout. I think it's going to overwhelm the machines. There's no way they're going to be able to calculate the turnout of this year's election. And I think it's going to be absolutely critical, like Bruce said, that we have poll workers, poll inspectors, people that have been trained, certified to work the elections. And you can do this yourself. Most of our townships, cities, and villages, they don't have enough workers to do the 9 days of early voting. I think this has been an overreach on the Democrats here in the state of Michigan and what they did in promoting the vote 2.0, amending our state's constitution, forcing 9 days of early voting. What has that done? That's opened up spots for us patriots, to take the training from our county clerks and to be certified to be paid, actually be a paid worker for the election. Like Bruce said, forget about being a poll challenger. You need to be a poll worker. Vicki did it here in Torch Lake Township. It was eye-opening for her because, number one, first of all, we spent an ungodly amount of money for those 9 days of early voting to basically get 63 votes. 9 days of early voting, averaging 7 votes a day for the 9 days. Well, now there look like a possibility that coming up for August 6th and then again November 5th general election, there might be some consolidating going on. Counties agreeing to have one location or perhaps two within the county, having these townships work together in shifts as opposed to each one of them doing it independently separate. Makes financial sense. So it's going to be very interesting. But like Bruce said, call your local clerk. Whether you live in a city, a township, a village, call your local clerk and ask them, can I apply for the job to be a paid poll worker, a poll inspector? How long was that training that you had to take over in Antrim County with the county clerk? 2 hours long. After 2 hours, you then got your certificate to be certified to be a poll worker. You were certified at the county clerk. Take it back to your township, city, village clerk. Give them your certification. They'll hire you. You actually become an employee of your township, city, or village, and they pay you. Be there working the election, certified to actually touch the ballots. When they come out of the tabulator machine at the end of each night of early day voting, 9 days of it, you can actually count the votes. Vicky did. The clerk didn't have a problem with it. She compared then her tally count to the tabulator tape. In our township, they matched up. Legitimate, valid, true election. Now, if you want to be part of that process, again, contact your local clerk. Find out if they need workers. Volunteer to apply. 2 hours of training, you get certified, you get paid to work the election. This is critically important, folks. And it starts August 6th primary and repeats itself on November 5th, 2024 in the general election. You can actually work both elections and get paid to do it. Getting paid to do that helps you attend these events, these Reagan Day dinners, these Lincoln Day dinners, all the things that we have going to be part of growing the parties and getting involved. If you didn't run for office, at least you might be able to work the election and get paid to do it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today's show. Had a couple of people text me during the break wanting the flyer for the Presque County Reagan Day dinner. So again, just text me PI. I'll send that one to you. Greatly appreciate you guys getting it. Jeff says thank you. Also, he's setting up his computer right now. He's going to be scanned by Missy for his weight loss program. That's happening today. Let's see, what about the event in Lansing with Trump attorney? That is going to be on May the 9th. Let's see, did I save that one? Let's see if I took a picture, a screenshot. Yes, I can send that to you, Rod. We'll do that right now. Share. And Rod Wheeler wants that one. Nope, that's going to Jeff. That's the wrong guy. Why did it do that? Love technology when it works. Absolutely hate it when it doesn't. Let's do it this way. Rod's there. He wants that flyer. Event in Lansing with the Trump attorney, John Eastman. If you'd like the flyer for Lansing, Grace Bible Church. No, sorry, that's the wrong one. Okay, Rod, I'll get it pulled up in my phone, and I'll send it to you. That came to me from Patrick Kobeck yesterday, and I did not save that to my phone. But I will, and I'll send it down to you. Yeah, I just sent you the Patriot meeting on Saturday morning in Gaylord. So, apologize. I'll download it from my text messages from Senator Patrick Kobeck, and I'll forward it to you. So, yes, we have three. Let's get clarification. Point of order, Mr. Chair. The Lansing church event on May 9th, text me John. John Eastman is the keynote speaker of that event. He was on the radio show. We'll send you that one. Gaylord will be the Patriots meeting Saturday morning. You just heard Bruce Finlayson on about that event. And then PI is the Reagan Day dinner for the Presque County Republican Party. Okay, good. You got all that housekeeping done. We're good. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants 5,000 new infrastructure workers trained by 2030. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed an executive directive in Pontiac yesterday, setting a goal for the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity to train 5,000 new infrastructure workers by 2030. The directive asks LEO to work with the Michigan Department of Transportation, the Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, Infrastructure Office to collaborate to put forward her new statewide workforce plan. There will be needed to provide skills and training for needed employees for future infrastructure projects here in the state of Michigan. We are building infrastructure in Michigan from our roads and bridges to pipes and high-speed internet. To help get this done, I'm signing an executive directive today that will help train 5,000 new infrastructure workers, Whitmer said. She said, Michigan had received $10 billion from the federal government for infrastructure projects. And there were billions to come from manufacturing, clean energy, and other infrastructure jobs. However, we're lacking the workers to perform these necessary jobs. So my plan is to get Labor Economic Opportunity Office to get 5,000 workers trained by January 1st of 2030. We need to be finished by May 1st of 2025 in the recruitment of these workers. The workers will receive training from an educational entity. They will get a certificate, a diploma, or credentials certifying them for work in the infrastructure industry. These jobs will also be eligible for apprenticeships, technical schools, all of those registered through the U.S. Department of Labor in Washington, D.C. This executive directive will prioritize barrier removals, ensure equal access to an infrastructure career, and education opportunities so Michigan can be in a position to build the diverse, inclusive workforce of the future. Michigan Trades Partnership is hosting a fair. It's going to be in Diamonddale on May 9th. They will be in person from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They will break for lunch and then go into a virtual session from 4 to 7 p.m. on May 9th as well. We've got all kinds of things happening on May 9th. Maswaukee County, I'll be the keynote speaker for the Maswaukee County Republicans on May 9th. We've got John Eastman in Lansing at the church. We've got all kinds of things happening, folks. You need to be a part of it. So again, if you'd like information on any of these events at all, my phone number to text me is 231-360-5140. Just text me questions about what event you'd like to attend. I will send you the appropriate flyer. We'll get you the information. We'll get you attending these events. We're going to have a great time. Lots of education. A lot of engagement. You will be informed and absolutely educated on all these issues, all these events. You need to be a part of it. Kind of like your membership for listening to this show. So that's what we do. We're excited. We're glad that you guys are going to be a part of it. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque Isle County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th, at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barnard, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease.